and we're off. The provincial election campaign is set to begin in earnest this week for what is shaping up to be a real two-horse race, particularly in urban areas, between the Alberta New Democratic Party and the United Conservative Party. All the months of political attacks and post-budget posturing come down to the next 4 weeks. From this point on, it is all about superior organization and people power. Who can knock on the most doors? Who can get the most signs out on lawns? Who can deliver a knockout punch in the impending forums, town halls and candidate debates? Who can convince their supporters to venture out to the polls on election day? Elections are always tense and exciting, and there seems just as much at stake in this election as the previous two, when the NDP flipped Alberta in an orange wave back in 2015 and the newly formed UCP formed to contest, challenge, and eventually stem that orange tide in 2019. Now it comes down to whether the UCP rises above its challenges of the last 4 years and cements a longer-term legacy, or is ultimately rendered back into opposition and pushed out of the legislative driver's seat. Elections are high stakes, but also grand political theater. Hopefully, a better future will emerge for Alberta from the rubble, dust, and ashes when the election is finally complete. So far, this election is looking as much like a two-horse race as the last one in 2019, particularly in Airdrie's two ridings, where only candidates from those two parties are currently declared. But that does not mean appreciation shouldn't be expressed for all candidates running across the political spectrum. Running for political office is a great leap of faith for the candidates. It is stressful, thankless, and often a difficult grind. It's humbling as well. Candidates can't be afraid to have the odd door slammed directly in their face. And yet, the fact candidates do come forward election after election is a testament to the healthy and vibrant democracy we have in Alberta.